You've probably heard of the Yule log. That was a symbol by which all the men in the family would carry a log large enough to burn for 12 days. You know what that was? It was about like a telephone pole. But what the idea was, the early church started this out, was they'd bring this great big log in, and all the men in the family, even to the smallest one held, would all carry in this log. What's that supposed to be? It's supposed to be like a cross, you know? And then they'd stick it in the hearth, and every day they'd keep pushing it more into the fire so it would burn for 12 days. Well, the idea is that they were identifying with Christ, his cross. The fire was always started with a fragment from the previous year's fire. This refers to the eternal existence of Christ. He was around before his birth. And it speaks of warmth, unity, joy, and the security of endless life. It's just an amazing old European custom that they don't do much around here. You might find remnants of it up in New England somewhere. Letter H, mistletoe, was the ancient symbol from the Roman times. It was under the mistletoe that old enmities and broken friendships were restored. I mean, if you had someone that you had stopped talking to 5 years ago, or 50, in the Roman times, you would, at the Saturnalia festival, stand under the mistletoe and say, "I'm sorry, you know, let's make up." Well, mistletoe thus became a picture of Christ as the one who took away the enmity and gave peace to us with, and it should be capitalized, God. And Romans 5:1 says that, therefore, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. And Romans 8:1 says, there is now therefore no condemnation to those who are in Christ. Jesus Christ is our peace, and he is the one that makes ultimate reconciliation for us, because we have been justified through Christ.